Welcome to this episode of the Blended Beat Coffee Grab podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Paula Barnard-Ashton, and each week I have a guest in studio to tell us a little bit about their experiences of blended learning in health professions education. This episode is going to focus on the Clinical Associates Program and what they've been doing to integrate educational technology and blended learning into their teaching. So in studio, my guest is Aviwe Mgobozi, who is the new head of the Division of Clinical Associates. Welcome, Aviwe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So before we get into the discussion, to tell the audience a little bit about who Aviwe is. She's a clinical associate, having completed the Bachelor of Clinical Medical Practice as part of the first group of 25 students to graduate from Wits University. She's passionate about health professions education, having a postgraduate diploma, a master's, and currently pursuing her PhD in the field. Last year, she became the first South African-trained clinical associate to head a clinical associates program. So, Viwe, can you tell us a little bit about what a clinical associate does in the health system and what your program is about?
Yes. So, I'll describe who the clinical associate is. So a clinical associate is an individual who completes the undergraduate three-year training, and there's three programs that offer the training, so Wits University, Walter Sisulu University, and University of Pretoria. The training is centered around just preparing this individual to be able to manage, let's say, the common conditions in South Africa. So if you think of the top 100 conditions, from your infectious diseases to non-infectious diseases, so chronic conditions, they need to be able to address and manage those patients comfortably in a district hospital level, so within the primary care space.
Okay.
Once they start working, they'll work as a part of the medical team, so with the doctor, the nurse, physio, OT, dietitian, and be part of the task shifting and task sharing that happens. So this individual was conceptualized so that the task sharing is effective and the team can actually optimize their work and manage the workload. That comes
through. So kind of the glue in between the interprofessional team.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, that's very interesting. Yes. So you trained as a clinical associate,
yes,
obviously.
Yes.
And what do you think a clinical associate brings to the health system?
You know, many people ask this question, and I often think of what's probably a simplified way to explain it without replicating what's already there. Because you've got doctors, you've got nurses, and I usually think of an analogy where you think of a supermarket and you've got the different counters. And, you know, sometimes you've got two people at the counter and there'll be a long line of, you know, customers. But once you have a lot of people at the counters, then the line is going to decrease. So it's so critical that the clinical associate is there to ensure that there's access to healthcare and that the quality of the healthcare services are maintained. That one day we reach universal healthcare coverage.
And I think at a district level, it's really important because access to healthcare is almost a scarce resource in South Africa.
Yeah.
But also to have the hands on deck. I mean, I think it sounds like that's your focus.
Increasing the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, we're not there yet where we can say that South Africa is fully covered. You know, where community members can actually easily, conveniently get access to healthcare.
Okay. So the Clinical Associates Program, it's a three-year degree, am I right?
Yes.
And how long has Wits been offering this program?
Wits has been offering it since 2009. I was in that first group.
Okay. So you think one of the the trial and error students.
And there was 25 of us, literally just 25. In 2019, we graduated 2011 and started working 2012. And we obviously didn't know what is a clinical associate, you know, what do we do when we graduate? But I think as soon as we started working, we saw the value that there really is a big contribution from clinical associates.
It must have been quite almost daunting going into a healthcare environment that didn't really know who you were.
Yes.
And stamping your mark on the profession and giving it its name in the space.
Yes. I mean, everybody's asking, you know, who are you? What do you do? Where do you fit? And some of those questions are still asked today. But I think where there are clinical associates in the team, people are starting to recognize that they are value. So, you know, within clinics, within district hospitals, They're working with specialists, some of them. Some of them are in academia, you know, like myself. So where they are, their impact is felt in those areas. But where there's no clinical associate, I think people are still asking, where do they fit and what do they do?
And I think that role recognition and the realization that a clinical associate is not there to replace any other profession.
Yes, yes.
You're really there to enable all professions to optimize the health environment. Yes,
exactly, exactly.
So back to the VITS program. So as you say, it started 2009. So it's a relatively young degree. And now you've become the new head of the program. So tell us a little bit about how this program has used educational technology and blended learning, because you guys have done some innovative stuff along the way.
Yes, we have. This is one of my favorite topics.
Yay.
Definitely. I think in the beginning, so all our students have tablets. And in the very beginning, the tablets were there to ensure that students have access to the medical knowledge. They can just look up, you know, an answer to treat a patient. Then over time, we actually started using the tablets for logbooks. So when they're in the hospital, they get, let's say they see a patient, they need to clock in that patient and write the procedures that they've done. And so we get that feedback. And we can see from this site, you know, they're seeing this number of patients, these type of conditions, and they're doing these type of procedures. So it's been important in that sense. So that's more of a record-keeping type of way. But we also teach with it. So in class, let's say you do a flipped classroom, and you ask the student to do a case at home. Then they come into the classroom, and we divide them into groups. And when they're in groups, they discuss the case, the patient case, but they've got the tablet there to now look up certain answers. And we use medical apps just to help with the learning in the actual classroom.
I mean, obviously, blended learning is both there for the learning journey. As you said, record keeping, I think, is a vital component. But what about assessment?
Let me start with the OSCEs. So for the OSCEs, we've just started introducing digital rubrics.
Okay.
Which is quite easier for the marker, just to swipe through, and we can get the marks easily, as opposed to getting someone to come and enter and, you know, you skip that part and you just automatically get the marks. We also do mini CEXs in the hospital. So the preceptors will listen to the students, they'll present a case and they'll mark using the tablet.
So the feedback process is much more efficient. The student gets their feedback in time to improve their practice.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Then there's the fun part where, you know, you can do quizzes. I've tried plickers and clickers. Mm. I don't know if you remember clickers.
Yes. We had the whole
it's like
bulky,
a little remote, yeah. And then the student has options. So you could almost do that with your tablet and you know, through Kahoot. They choose the option on the tablet and you project the questions onto a screen. And then you can see how many students chose A, B, C or D and use that as a learning opportunity.
And I think that's great because they can either join as a team or they can do it individually and they can get to see what their understanding is of the content at the time. So that's formative. I mean, it's a way to get to know how well I'm doing as a student.
Yes.
So this program was one of the first to ensure that every student had a tablet right from the beginning.
Yes.
That whole process of managing it from a departmental perspective is quite a logistics nightmare. I mean, I've often had people say to me, oh, well, we won't go that route because what happens if a student loses a device?
Yes.
Where do they get data from? Is it equitable? You know, all these counter arguments. But you have successfully been making sure that every student has a tablet device for the entirety of the program. So how do you do it?
So it's not that easy, but I think it's because the program really, really needs a tablet. You know, because we need to have the e-logbook, we do raise the funds through the school fees, and therefore in first year we're able to then buy the tablets for the students. So we have a standard tablet and everybody gets the same tablet. And so the idea is that they keep it through from first year through to third year. And if there's any problems with the tablet, it would then actually be on the onus of the student after that to maybe then fix it or to get support. We have extra tablets for like loaning. So if a student needs another tablet, then we can just borrow and lend for that short period of time. but the initial tablet is theirs completely from first year to third year.
And then do they keep it afterwards, or is there a return policy? How does it work?
No, it's theirs.
It's theirs.
It's completely theirs.
Okay. Yeah. Because it kind of came out of student fees.
Yes.
But it's integral to the program's existence.
Definitely. And then the data, we often also raise it so we can buy it initially for the student within the year, so that when they're in the clinical space, at least there's some data to support them. And I remember during COVID, Wits was buying the data for the students during that period.
So, I mean, I think there are programs around that still, especially for students who are not in RES. And we're really looking at expanding which hospitals actually have Wits network and EduRoam and things like that. So hopefully the space will shift so we don't have to be as dependent on data.
Yes, that would be great.
It's in the works. So I guess the other thing to look at is you've really been passionate about health professions education. You've done a postgraduate diploma as well as a master's in health sciences education. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that and how it's influenced your teaching and your current position?
Yes. I think the postgrad diploma sort of opened my eyes to the world of teaching and learning. Before that, I was getting into the classroom, I was maybe reading the slides, you know, delivering in a very traditional sense. And after doing the PG dip and the masters, it gave me that liberty to be creative in the classroom, to be innovative in the classroom, to bring in technology in the classroom, but also to put the student first. I think before I just felt like lectures just teach and then that's it, in one direction. But it gave me the skills to be able to be comfortable, to put the student first, and to really think about like your learning theories. So the psychology behind learning, how does an individual learn? And you need to slow your pace so that your teaching, it makes sense for the student. And in that moment where the meaning is made, you know, that's where the student learns.
You kind of see that light bulb.
And you see the light bulb. You feel the energy in the class change. So I would say, yeah, the masters really helped me with the tools, the educational leadership aspect. We were taught a bit of that.
Prepared you a little bit for
it
your
prepared me, I think,
job now as head.
A little bit, yes. I mean, there's no end point, right? So you're learning. Mm. I learn every day.
Oh, absolutely. Lifelong learning is a...
Life, yeah.
Yeah. So I think to wrap up, is there anything you'd like to share with us about your experiences as a clinical associate, as a educator and as a leader in health professions education?
Oh my goodness, that's a three in one.
Yeah, well, you can give a general, like, okay, what would you like to share?
I think when it comes to clinical associates, I think I'd love it if society could, you know, accept the diversification of the medical team, that we no longer just have, you know, let's say a medical doctor and a nurse. There's physios, there's OTs, there's dietitians, you know, the list is becoming longer because at the end of the day, we want people to have skills to offer to our patients. So definitely just to say that acceptance is needed and the interprofessional concept is really needed, and we have a long way to get there. When it comes to education, my teaching philosophy is that the student should be in the center of everything we do. And that the student and the lecturer, they co-create the information. So it's not a, here's a lecture, I'm just listening to everything you're saying, but let's work around this information, this knowledge, and let's build on it together.
I love that idea of co-creation rather than I have the knowledge and you will learn it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then in terms of educational leadership, I think one thing that has stuck out for me that I've learned since last year is that you need to have a lifelong learning spirit. Every single day I wake up and it's about, what am I learning today? And that's what really ensures that, you know, I'm happy in the position and I'm learning and I'm also taking others with me. So if there's something that I learn, I then share it with the team. And I think that's important for leadership, to be able to not hog information to yourself, but share it. So others are also growing. And to have a growth mindset is important, so that you can extend your wings in different directions.
Absolutely. I mean, I think leaders need to be innovative. They need to be open to new ideas. And I think that's what's really given you a little bit of a spark in this new job.
Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us today, Aviwe. We've learned a lot. I've certainly learned a lot about what a clinical associate does in the healthcare system. And you've really been innovative in blended learning and using the technology. So I think a lot of other departments and schools and health professions environments can learn a bit from what you guys have done as clinical associates and in the clinical associate program. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Paula.
So that was the Blended Beach Coffee Grab podcast. In studio, we had Aviwe Mgobozi, who told us a little bit about what a clinical associate does and about the innovative clinical associates program at Wits University.